The bees are only the beginning. America's cities are teeming with sounds of the wild. Listen to what Peter O'Dowd of member station KJZZ hears in his Phoenix neighborhood.
When coyotes snarl and bark, yelp and howl just a few yards from your front door, the chills go straight to the base of your spine. I've seen this pack roam the city's streets near my house. It's just a few miles from downtown Phoenix and a few feet from a desert park. Darren Julian, who tracks urban wildlife for the Arizona Game and Fish Department, says this area is a sanctuary for urban coyotes.
Coyotes and other wild animals have a place to escape and not be bothered, go hide under many of these, you know, either creosote bushes or Palo Verde trees, but therefore they can still move in and find food sources within your yard.
Julian says a pack of coyotes can claim up to 3 square miles of territory. Sometimes the only evidence of their existence is a hairy pile of scat left behind in some alleyway. They hide in overgrown yards, they den in oleander hedgerows, and prowl the streets looking for colonies of feral cats to munch on. One morning, Erin Luker let her 8-pound Yorkie Lucy into the backyard with grim results.
She hadn't come back in yet, and so I went outside to find her, and when I opened the door, I heard her yelp, and then she ran right in. And she was just mangled.
Lucy died later that day. But before you quarantine your chihuahua, you should know this. Urban coyotes actually do more damage to rats and goose eggs than anything else. That's according to Ohio State University's Stan Garrett, who spent the last 10 years studying wild coyotes in Chicago.
At first, we discovered that there were many more coyotes living in the city than we had ever guessed.
Garrett estimates more than 2,000 coyotes thrive in the Windy City, which is about 2,000 more than you might expect. Many thrive in the concrete nooks and crannies of the downtown loop. His favorite lived virtually unseen near a retention pond right next to a post office.
There were literally hundreds of people walking by within a few feet of an alpha female coyote without ever knowing it.
Garrett says these animals are relative newcomers to cities like Chicago. He says in the past decade, hunting in rural areas has pushed the animals into the urban fringe, where their biggest problem is now avoiding contact with the front wheel of a Hummer.
And obviously, we're not nearly as effective at killing coyotes with cars as we are with guns and traps. And their survival rate is actually higher in the city.
5 times higher, actually, for pups in the city compared to their siblings in the country. Garrett says their success in places like downtown St. Louis, Washington, D.C., and Phoenix depends on their secrecy. He calls urban coyotes ghosts of the city who emerge at night on their own terms. Like this night, a few weeks ago. Like some crazy cliche, a full moon blazed orange on the horizon, scattering moonlight over the 5th largest city in the U.S. When you live with millions of other people, it's easy to forget what else is thriving right outside your front door. For NPR News, I'm Peter O'Dowd.
You can see urban coyotes in a slideshow at our website, npr.org.